Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. In Worcester yesterday, Massachusetts Democrats gathered for their annual Issues Convention as they continued to deal with last November's loss of the White House to Donald Trump. They adopted what they say is their most progressive party platform, and they heard from candidates hoping for a shot to reclaim the governorship from Republican Charlie Baker. WBUR's Steve Brown was in the convention hall yesterday and joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sharon.
What was the state of mind of the Democrats at the convention?
Well, Sharon, they're angry. They're still ticked off that Donald Trump won the White House. Party officials pointed out several times yesterday that among the 5,000 delegates, 1,500 were first-time convention goers, and they say that it's the anger over the president that has energized the party. Speakers like Senators Elizabeth Warren and Senator Ed Markey threw red meat to the crowd, and they ate it up.
Massachusetts will lead the fight against a dangerous bully in 2017 and 2018 and 2019 and 2020. And until we once again have a president who cares less about himself and his billionaire buddies and more about serving the American people. That's what we're about in Massachusetts.
Donald Trump is a uniter and not a divider. Donald Trump is uniting the Democratic Party in a way that it has not been united in a generation.
Steve, I guess it's not really a surprise that the anti-Trump sentiment ran strong. How do the Democrats at the convention feel about the most prominent Republican in Massachusetts, Governor Baker?
He got a few knocks from the speakers on the stage, but nothing like the constant barrage of criticism for President Trump. Most of the criticism aimed at Baker was that the governor wasn't doing enough to call out the president on the policies that they feel will harm Massachusetts and the nation. Now, Democrats know that they have an uphill battle next year challenging Baker. The governor has very high favorability ratings and a huge campaign war chest. He's popular among independents and some Democrats. Now, it's clear the hardcore Democrats will be trying over the next year to link Baker to Trump, or at least to accuse him of complicity.
Steve, how did the delegates react to speeches from the three candidates in the race so far for next year's nomination for governor to challenge Baker?
Well, they were given a polite reception. I might add it was a lot more subdued than the reception that Attorney General Mara Healey received from the delegates. Of course, many are hoping that Healey might change her mind and decide to run for governor, but so far she says she's just going to run for re-election. As for the announced candidates, Newton Mayor Seti Warren told the delegates he intends to put together the biggest grassroots campaign in Massachusetts history.
We don't need $30 million like Charlie Baker thinks he needs, with thousands of volunteers like you to move the Commonwealth forward.
Former Administration and Finance Secretary Jay Gonzalez said he's been frustrated by how little Baker has accomplished.
It is easy to be popular when you don't do anything, when you never take a stand. Well, I have some good news, my fellow Democrats. Polls don't decide elections. Dark money doesn't decide elections. We do.
An environmentalist and entrepreneur Bob Massey said Governor Baker is unwilling or unable to lead.
We can move into a bold, progressive future, but not with Charlie Baker. That's the phrase I want to use with you. Not with Charlie Baker.
Of course, Warren, Gonzalez, and Massey have to battle each other in a primary before they get a chance to take on Governor Baker, who is presumed to be running for re-election. He just hasn't made that formal announcement yet.
And Steve, the party describes its platform as the most progressive. What is it calling for?
A lot of common things that the Democrats go for: increasing minimum wage, helping working families, equality, single payer, justice, civil rights, civil liberties, the environment. Party Chairman Gus Bickford says that he wants to do a better job explaining what the party stands for.
Well, Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
WBUR, Steve Brown. This is 90.9 WBUR.